We're very fortunate. Not only do we get Baba's special Murali on Sundays, but we also get a new song connected with that. So the whole song was about the essence of the Murali today, that it's your thoughts that are your most elevated treasure, and so don't waste them ever. In the scriptures it states that God had a thought, and as a result of that thought, God left Paramdham, because in Paramdham, in the land of silence, there is no thought. So as soon as the thought arose, God incarnated. And so that was the start of the confluence age. That was the start of the whole establishment, not only of an organization, but the establishment of the golden age. And so just imagine the power of one thought. And as a result of that one thought, we see so much that has happened across the world. But beyond that, we see how the golden age is being established. And so Baba's reminding us that it's not just God's power of thought, but it's all of us also. We have the same capacity, but the only thing is that we forget how powerful we are, and we don't realize the impact that we're having, first on ourselves and then on everything around us, as a result of negative thoughts or waste thoughts. I think mostly everyone here has been very aware of checking and changing the quality of thoughts and using the power to control our thoughts through the process of meditation. Firstly, you just become aware of how many thoughts you have and you decide that you're going to control them. But also, you begin to appreciate how one pure thought can lead to a beautiful feeling inside of you. And if you hold that thought, that feeling continues. And it not just continues for the time that you're holding that thought, but the effect of that lasts much longer than that one thought. And so the whole process of meditation is the process of being aware of the quality of my thoughts and moving them in an elevated direction. And yesterday Baba's Murali was a beautiful reminder that the subject of checking thoughts and controlling thoughts isn't just a question of half an hour or 45 minutes in the morning, but it's actually the start of a process that should continue through the day. And so through the day, am I aware of the quality of my thinking? Am I checking where my thoughts are going? And it's a very simple exercise, but highly effective. And if I continue with this exercise through the day, or even the traffic control, if every hour on the hour I find myself a way to remind myself to just take a little pause. And you can do that not just with your telephone or your computer, but you can also just do it in terms of reminding yourself of drinking water. You might not be in a situation where you can have music come on across, but, and some people actually manage to have that also in their office or at home, wherever. But if I can't do that, it's okay. My body gives me a signal, and every hour, on the hour, just a short pause to drink water, and at that moment to check what has been the past experience of the hour. And as I check that past hour, again I can become aware. If there's been anything that's really heavy, I can definitely catch that. And in terms of more subtle things, the more I practice, the more I'll become aware. And so how much time do I spend in body consciousness, in soul consciousness? It's not a question of checking your watch, how many minutes, but you have a feeling and you can give yourself a percentage. Most of the time I was thinking about this and this and this and this. And some of the time, a few moments here and there, I was thinking about soul and Baba. And so it's not an examination paper to show anyone else, but just simply to see myself. And in this way I'll see, what are the things that are pulling me the most? Because waste thoughts can come in a thousand variety of ways. Pure thoughts can only come in three ways. Only three. Thoughts of the self, thoughts of God, and thoughts about my home. And in terms of the self, the first part, about three quarters of a page, is just simply Baba reminding us of the pure thoughts that you can have about yourself. And even as you hear today's Murali later on, just see if as you hear the Murali, you're actually feeling what Baba is saying. And that's meditation. It's almost like a commentary, Baba teaching us from step one basics, how to have pure, elevated thoughts about the self. And of course, when you read the Murali or hear the Murali, and some of you may have been in Madhuban when Baba spoke the Murali, it is December 15th, 1999. So maybe you can even recall that scene. But as you hear it today, fresh, for the first time ever, that's also fine. But just see, can I keep those pure thoughts about myself through the rest of the day? And that's it. That is what transformation is about, changing the quality of my thoughts. And if I can emerge those pure, elevated thoughts, then it's those feelings that arise. And if I have a very pure, elevated vision of myself, I can see others with that vision also. One person became a Brahmin from being a guest in Madhuban, just simply because at that time, this is the late 70s, and at that time, very few people from abroad, and Drama and Didi Manmohini, he had a special experience with Didi's Drishti also, but Didi Manmohini gave him permission to stay for Baba's meeting at that time. Today, after a conference, most guests depart, all guests. But at that time, things were a bit easier. And so Didi gave him permission to stay. And he afterwards commented that from 7 p.m. through until about 4 or 5 in the morning, and he stayed up through the whole night, he said that, I have never met anyone who's able just to convey pure, elevated thoughts and words for this stretch of time. I've never seen it happen before. And of course, those of you who remember that experience will know that sometimes, once in particular, it went on till 10:30 in the morning. 7 o'clock in the evening, 10:30 in the morning. Just straight. And at the end of that, Daddy Gulzar got off the gadi, absolutely radiant, fresh, as if nothing had happened. And her experience was that Baba had given her a very sweet rest in the subtle region. And so yes, definitely she looked fresh. But when Baba's saying Baba wants the children to be like the father, on one level it's the easiest thing in the world. Have the same thoughts like the father has. And of course, thoughts being so slippery. And not just that, thoughts being deeply connected to my sanskars of the present time. Not so easy, because they keep jumping in. And so instead of being able to move straight ahead, just imagine if somebody builds a house, takes at the best a year, at the worst 10 years. I've seen people construct, and things go up, things go down. And so how long does it take to create a whole new world? And again, if you were starting from scratch, if there was nothing there, and you create a building or a world, it's not so difficult. But if you have to use the material that's become completely corrupt and impure, and you have to transform it and clean it up, some of you have done that. Say, there's an old garment, and rather than buy something new or make something new, you decide to repair it and restitch it. What takes more effort and labor and creativity? Making a new dress. And it's easy, you go for it. But taking something old and repairing it and making it new, it's a lot more hard work and a lot more creative thought needed. And so when God comes on earth, everything is in its most polluted state. Humans, earth, nature, everything. And so to have the patience to sit and clean up everyone. And the problem is that if there's a vessel that's unclean and I clean it up, it'll sit quietly. It won't be jumping up and down. And when it comes to our intellects, God starts cleaning, and then I jump and I say, oh, but what about that? Or what about this? Or I want to go here. I want to do that. And so it's hard work. It really is. And then again, God's love, God's sakaj, calm down. It's okay. Everything's going to be fine. And then the cleaning process has to be repeated how many times? But yes, it becomes a little bit easier as you go along, because the vessel also realizes that every time I jump, it's bringing me down. And so at some point, there's a realization, I mustn't keep jumping up and down. I just must stay quiet and still. The drama will change. Drama doesn't stay the same, not even for a moment. So when I say, when is this going to change? It's my intellect jumping and being impatient. And God says, it's okay. Drama changes every second, every moment. So this scene is also going to change. It's okay. And so when we talk about silence and stillness, it's not just the silence and stillness during meditation. Very definitely, it's the pause. And the pause teaches me, it trains me to be able to do that when any other situations arise. And so sometimes we don't value traffic control. Even when we hear the music, we carry on. Oh, I've got to get this done. Time is too short. I'm not going to stop. But those 2 minutes of pause are going to make a big difference to the quality of what I do further on. And I ignore the pause and I go crashing through it. And it's going to be hard work, more labor. And so everything that Baba's teaching us is to help us become those deities that we used to be. And I'm sure everybody sitting here recognizes that they were deities. Anyone who doesn't? You wouldn't be here at 7 o'clock on a Sunday morning. You'd be thinking, oh, I've got another few hours in bed. But we forget. And so Baba's Murali is a reminder. But not just everyday reminder, that's not enough. It has to be a reminder at least every hour. And if there's a reminder to myself every hour, then it's going to be easier to remember, if not for the whole hour, at least 10 minutes more, 15 minutes more, and practice and practice and practice, and it gets better and better and better. And so the whole process of checking the quality of my thoughts and even recognizing that waste thoughts are dangerous. Carry on with waste thoughts and it'll definitely lead you to negativity. First is just why, what, if, but, why not. But you can see how it can so quickly then lead to negativity. And then that appears on my face and my words and my actions. And so waste thoughts are the start of a dangerous decline. But also ordinary thoughts. Because so much is happening around me in the mundane world. Many, many things going on. And an ordinary thought, again, may very definitely lead to negative thoughts, finally. The ordinary to waste to negativity. And so that inner attention on the vision that I have of myself, it starts there. Then the vision I have of others, but also the vision that I have of situations. And if the process that's going on is already waste, then it's inevitable that the situation will be seen with those lenses. But if my effort has been the elevated, then I'll definitely find something good in others, but also I'll find something good in the situation. Not an hour later or a day later, but even as the situation is unfolding, I'll ask myself, what am I learning here? And so, if I can keep that consciousness that my thoughts are powerful, are valuable, and definitely you are what you think, and my less than elevated thoughts about myself are going to lead me to a loss of happiness, loss of my peace, and may impact the atmosphere and relationships also. So to have that elevated thought of who I am and who I belong to makes sure that what I do is of the right color, caliber, quality. And so today's Murali is, as usual, a powerful, beautiful Murali. But it also seems to be a time when they were having special retreats. Whenever Baba came, there'd be a special retreat. There'd be open space for others, but also a specific retreat. And it's the retreat of mothers. And I know that last week was American Mother's Day. UK Mother's Day was much before. But today is Mother's Day with Baba's Murali. But also, 1999, some of you were around, and I don't just mean in Raj Yoga, but some of you were physically around. And the big story in December 99 was the computer glitch that we were expecting to happen midnight, 99, December 31st. And what happened? Nothing. Nothing happened. Everything just moved into a very smooth transition. But there had been a lot of hot air about it. But I'm fascinated that mid-December, and people are still anxious and waiting for something to happen, and nothing happened. But mid-December, Baba's already telling us, what's going to happen? Nothing's going to happen. And so sometimes the waste thoughts we have, very often actually, the waste thoughts we have, the anxiety we feel, is about things that are never going to happen. Again, it's a very powerful lesson to learn. I'm thinking, what am I going to do if this happens, if this happens? Hey, hold on. You're telling me if. You don't know that that's what's going to happen, so take it a moment at a time. And yes, I know we have to plan, but take it a moment at a time, and it'll make life much easier. And I know that yesterday's program took a lot of thoughts, a lot of time, a lot of effort from everyone. And so heartfelt thanks to everyone. And the atmosphere was tangibly filled with love. The food was definitely physically filled with love. But everything was beautiful. So thank you for that. And do you know who started off the ball rolling? The Kumars, the young brothers. So big thank you to them. Daddy used to invest more energy in the Kumars than the Kumaris. Am I right? The Kumaris came into other categories, sometimes teachers, sometimes other things. But every time, even after moving to India, whenever Daddy came back to London, she would want to organize a gathering and there wouldn't be enough time for mothers and fathers and brothers. And so then we'd say, okay, Daddy, you choose. And most times you choose the Kumars. And so very special sustenance for the Kumars. But I can see that that's what saved the lives of the Kumars who are still around today. Right, Mitesh? So special energy invested, and we're seeing the outcome of that. Lives being safe and transformed. And before we offer bhog, I know that there's some announcements that have to be made. But before that, I'd like to invite Ingrid to say hello and goodbye. Some of you would have seen Ingrid either here or on the webcast. So how many of you know Ingrid from the program on Thursday? Oh, okay. No introduction needed. I think 80%, 90%. If you leave your... So Ingrid came as a guest, but I think she's leaving as one of the family. Just a few words on her experience.
Wow. My experience has been wonderful. My heart is full with joy. And I feel family. I feel home. I feel the warm embrace. And it's just returning to meet angels. I think the call to home has always been there. And it was just going here and there, up and down, left and right, to finally make it. I'm very grateful. It's like almost not having words to express how connected, how joyful, how grateful I am. Thank you.
We're happy to see you here. We're happy to see you become a BK.
And incredibly, I bought this clothing about 6 months ago.
When I saw you, I thought a kind sister had given them to you.
And I was carrying them with me, thinking, and my sister said, you have to bring them in case you need them somewhere. I'm like, oh, here.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Ingrid's preparation is something she didn't speak about in the program, but she's been meditating for hours every day, doing many different aspects of bhakti, completing her bhakti every morning. And so when we talked about the cycle and Sangam Yuga and so on, her question was, what can I do now? Tell me. So I think Baba's going to tell you every day. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.